Hello, this is BJC at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use.
Hello and very special greetings around the world. Once again, I'm Don Coco and I'm with you from Sacramento, California. Today I'm taking a look at a card game called Suit Yourself SV. The card game is put out by the fine folks at gamesfortheblind.com. You can play an evaluation of Suit Yourself SV for 15 days, and the registration cost is $20. This is Solitaire at its finest. If you have heard about Solitaire and never played it, now would be your chance to play it. This is pretty cool, because they've adapted the Solitaire for speech. They use the Eloquent Technology speech in the game itself, so no screen reader is required. The game also may be played by sighted people. The idea behind Solitaire is to match cards. For example, you match all the red and black cards. They have different suits in the game: spades, hearts, clubs, and diamonds. The idea is to match all the diamonds, match all the clubs, match all the spades, and match all the hearts. But I don't mean take a heart, a two a heart, and then on top of that put a three a heart. You may or may not be able to do that depending on whether the card is the same color. If it's the same color, it won't match. So there is some strategy involved to playing Solitaire. It's a fun little pastime game if you're awake late at night and can't sleep. It's a fun little game. Let's take a look at it right now, and we'll play just a sample of the game. We won't play the entire game. It takes a while to play each game, probably a good 10 to 15 minutes, but we'll at least get you started and show you a little bit about the game. Let's go to the start menu right now in the program group, and we are going to go to the an area that says Accessible Games, and we're going to hit return on that. And we have Accessible Suit Yourself. We're going to hit return on that. And we have Accessible Suit Yourself SV. We are going to hit return on that. As soon as I do this, the Eloquent Technology speech will come on and you'll hear that.
So welcome to Accessible Suit Yourself. Difficulty level.
Now we have several different difficulty levels. The first thing I want to do here is I want to turn my screen reader off. No screen reader is required, and in order to play this game, you should shut off the screen reader. So I'm going to do that, and I've now done that. And now,
difficulty level, beginner colon 4 shuffles, 1 of 3.
I can arrow up and down to see what the different areas are. I'm in a list box now.
Intermediate colon 3 shuffles.
So we have 4 shuffles is the beginner level, 3 shuffles is the intermediate level, and
expert colon 2 shuffles.
2 shuffles is the expert level. This game is played using the numpad on the right side of the keyboard, and basically you'll be using the plus key primarily. So let's, it doesn't matter which area I choose here, so let's,
intermediate colon 3 shuffles.
I'll just say intermediate. Hit return.
This game begins with the 6 of hearts and the foundation. The top card on the waste pile is the queen of clubs.
Now, on the waste pile, there are two piles, okay? The idea or the object here is to move the card from the waste pile to the foundation. The foundation is the main area of the game. So basically, the idea is to pick up a card and move it. Now, I have a queen of clubs at the top. Can I play it? I'll find out by hitting return on the game here.
You cannot play this card at this time. The base suit is hearts.
I cannot play this card, so what I'm going to do is I need to find a card, and I need to draw until I find a card that I can play. Let's hit the plus key on the right side of the keypad.
You drew the ace of clubs.
I drew the ace of clubs. Now, can I play that?
You cannot play this card at this time. The base suit is hearts.
Let's hit plus key again.
You drew the ten of spades.
Aha. Now, I may be able to play this. Let's hit return.
You cannot play this card at this time.
Play that one either.
The base suit is hearts.
Huh. Can't play spades, can't play clubs, can't play hearts. And I'll tell you why. This I do know why. You can't play these cards because you need to play hearts first. So let's keep going.
You drew the ace of spades. You drew the Eight of Hearts.
Okay, I can play that, though. Let's do that.
Move an Eight of Hearts to Foundation. Top card is Ace of Spades.
There we go. We've now done that.
You drew the Seven of Clubs. You drew the Three of Spades. You drew the Five of Hearts. Move in Five of Hearts to Foundation. Top card is Three of Spades. You drew the Two of Clubs. You drew the Six of Clubs. You drew the Jack of Diamonds. You cannot play this card at this time.
You can't play that one either.
The base suit is Hearts.
The base suit is Hearts. You do need to play that. Now, we can find out. We can get information in the game. For example, we can hit Insert F5.
Jacks is empty.
Jacks is empty. Or we can hit F5.
Top card is Jack of Diamonds.
That'll always tell you what the top card is. So if you get confused, you can do that. There is help in this game to give you some hints and overviews. For example, if say I want keyboard help, I can press F3 on the keyboard. You have function keys up on top, F1, F2, and F3. Let's hit F3 right now.
The keyboard commands available from the waist are colon enter key, move top card on waist to foundation, numpad plus, draw new card from stock, numpad 5, read top card and waist, numpad insert and numpad 5, read top card and foundation, page up, move to foundation, tab key, move to foundation, page down, read status lines. Special notes colon keyboard commands are provided using the keys on the calculator numpad, usually found on the right side of your keyboard. Using these keys, it is possible to play an entire game using just one hand, positioned on the numpad keys. In order to use the numpad to issue commands, the numlock must be off. To turn the numlock off, press and release the numlock key on the top left of the numpad. If you issue a command from a numpad key and nothing happens, try turning off the numlock, as described above. This game uses the word stock to refer to the shuffled deck of cards, placed face down. This game uses the word waste to refer to the discard pile, which are placed face up. To avoid confusion, you cannot move to the stock. Instead, while in the waste, press the numpad plus key to draw a card from the stock. When cards are drawn from the stock, they will be displayed face up in the waste. Only the top card in the waste is visible. When you press the numpad 5 key, the center key, the game will tell you the top card in the waste. When you press the insert key on the numpad and the 5 key on the numpad together, the game will tell you the top card in the foundation for the top card in the waste. For example, if the top card in the waist is the Four of Hearts, pressing the numpad insert and 5 key together will tell you the top card in the Four's foundation, or it will say Four's is empty if there are no cards in the Four's foundation box. Since the base suit is very important, you may press the page down key to read the status lines at the bottom of the game screen window. The base suit is displayed in the status lines along with the number of card shuffles, the number of cards in the stock, and the number of cards in the waist. Note colon the key colon numpad insert is the zero key on the calculator numpad, and is the big key in the numpad's bottom left corner. Press the F2 function key for further assistance and an explanation of the term, base suit. Press the F1 function key to display the help topics for this program.
As you can see, they give you a lot of information there. And
close button.
We're going to close the window.
Waste pile. Top card is Jack of Diamonds.
They also have some options in this game. We'll talk about those right now. We have options here. Let's go under the, press the Alt key.
Game menu.
And we have the game menu. We can down arrow.
New game, Control plus N.
New game, Control N.
Exit program.
And exit.
New game, Control plus N.
It's the first menu.
Speech unchecked.
Then we have a speech menu, and the speech is turned on. Now, you could turn the speech off, so a sighted person could play the game without speech.
Global voice dot 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 insert plus G.
Global voice, insert plus G.
Review voice dot 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 insert plus R.
Review voice, insert plus R.
Speak object types.
Speak object types.
Maximum speech.
And maximum speech.
Speech unchecked.
Now, all these refer to the way you have the speech set up or the way you will set up the speech. You can adjust the rate and the pitch and all that sort of
Top
thing.
Top card is Jack of
and
Diamond.
And they also have some voices that come with this game, so you can change the voice if you choose to do that.
You drew the Nine of Spades. You drew the King of Clubs. You drew the Three of Clubs. You drew the Four of Spades. You drew the Six of Diamonds. You drew the Five of Diamonds. You drew the Three of Diamonds. You drew the Ten of Clubs. You drew the King of Diamonds. You drew the Four of Clubs. You drew the Nine of Hearts. Moving Nine of Hearts to Foundation. Top card is Four of Clubs.
Now let's down arrow. They said here that you could get information. Let's do that. Let's see if we can read the status line.
Base suit is Hearts. Shuffle 1 of 3. 29 cards in stockpile. 19 cards in waste pile. F1 equals help. F2 equals spoken help. F3 equals keyboard commands.
So as you see, they do give you some information. It is a great little solitaire game. If you just want to pass some time, It's fun to play. It's called Accessible Suit SV, and it's available from gamesfortheblind.com.
Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.
That's all from Main Menu this week. Don't forget, of course, we always welcome your contributions. Drop us a line to mainmenu@acbradio.org.